prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's about empowerment. That's what we like to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about the new standards in medicine with regards to blood pressure and influenza. So we got some new things to talk about there, and we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm lifting the nation up in prayer. Hope you're hitting the knees, seeking Lord's face. Mine in the time, it grows short. So today's devotional puts us in 2 Chronicles 7, where it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Right? And so Proverbs 15 goes like this. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Now we know that God heareth not the sinners, but he does hear the worship of those who love him, and he hears them. So, you know, hopefully you're on that side of the fence. So mind the time, it grows short, and seek the Lord's face, because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, I'm kind of a tea lover. Frank, are you a tea lover? Do you like tea? Do you know the difference between green and black tea? You know? Do you know the difference? Not really. Well, according to some research, your black and your green tea do both offer health benefits. They both come from the same tea plant, the Camellia plant, but it's the black tea is fermented and the green tea is not. So your black tea, when it's fermented, turns dark, and your unfermented green tea is light. So what happens is when they want to make black tea, they put the tea leaves out when they start to get exposed to air and sun, the fermentation process starts and they turn dark. So after they get fermented, this intensifies the flavor of your black tea. Green tea, on the other hand, what they do is they either pan fry it or they steam it to prevent a fermentation process. And this gives the green tea the lighter color. But both of them do have caffeine. Black tea has more, anywhere from 14 to 61 milligrams per cup, whereas your green tea has less, 24 to 40 milligrams per cup. But the black tea has special phenols, which are very potent antioxidants, and they think it's produced when it's fermented. And so study results say that that type of tea will help, the black tea will help reduce cholesterol and blood sugar levels. So there you go, black tea. All right, moving along with the Quack Report. Hospitals, dirty little secret is their floors are filthy. Oh, yeah. This is a study published in the American Journal of Infection Control. Hospital floors are overlooked, and they have life-threatening pathogen all over them. While hospital floors may look clean, a team of researchers at Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine in Cleveland, Ohio, went around and tested floors, and they're filled with E. coli, staph infections, and MRSA, and other types of diseases that are drug-resistant, by the way. So hospital floors are often heavily contaminated, and they get limited attention. They're not frequently touched, and therefore, this is why they think a lot of patients get sick. So hospital floors on that terrible little curtain in between beds they pull across, also filthy. They never wash that thing. Ugh. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, overnight epidemic, the new blood pressure. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the first part of the show. American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association, you know, they decided to announce new blood pressure guidelines. So we're going to find out what the new normal is according to their dictatorial presence. They are saying that previously normal blood pressure was 140 over 90. Now they're saying nope, 130 over 80. So if you're falling into that new category, they're saying you're hypertensive and you need drugs. So they're moving the goalposts a little bit there, putting more people under the blood pressure medication gauntlet. So FYI, and we're going to talk about that in the first part of the show here. So I won't spill the beans on everything, but it's going to be amazing. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay. There's some new standards in medicine. And, the standards within your modern medicine are kind of under radical changes. Society just, gotten comfortable, really, with a lot of the standards regarding what constituted blood pressure that, was established pretty much in the 70s and 80s. And now we get these new changes, these new guidelines, and they're lowering the blood pressure threshold for normal. So we see all these aggressive advancements also in pathogen research and vaccine development, and some of the new laws regarding vaccine requirements. So we're seeing some changes here, and we're going to check them out and see what's happening. We want to be savvy about this and how we can better protect ourselves. So let's look at the changes in the elevated blood pressure, because in November 2017, the Harvard Health published an article about new elevated blood pressure numbers, and their report stated, the American College of Cardiology, along with the American Heart Association, are releasing these new guidelines. It was a report of 114 pages. And in these pages, changes were made to the definition and diagnosis of hypertension. And these elements are important to recognize as medicine uses these to teach the junior physicians on the decision-making process of determining treatments. So, once again, lowering the threshold for high blood pressure, it draws millions into the hypertension diagnosis and drug treatments. So, even though Monday they may tell you your blood pressure 140 over 90 is fine, but later in the week it's normal. The new normal is 120 over 80. So, we got to take a little break. When we come back, more on this, we'll be right back.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
We're talking about the new blood pressure. Yeah, the new thresholds. New threshold is 120 over 80, which it used to be 140 over 90. So now if you're 120 over 80, you have hypertension. You know, I have to ask how long it would take medicine to declare that the new normal blood pressure is 100 over 60. Now, if that happened, everybody would be on hypertension drugs, for sure. Well, you better just wear your monitor, because according to these new protocols on treating hypertension, patients are supposed to wear digital monitors all the time to record blood pressure readings, and some of the monitors actually can transmit the data to their physician. So the monitoring also attempts to take into account what is called the masked hypertension or the white coat hypertension, and this refers to blood pressure that can be temporarily elevated for several reasons, like you just drank an energy drink, or you had a cup of coffee, or you're coming down with infection, or you tend to get nervous when you go to the doctor and your blood pressure returns to normal afterward. Well, let's look at a little bit of history of hypertension in the modern era. The treatment and cause of hypertension have really been educated guesses, and possibly an excuse just to sell treatments. Here are quotes that reflect that point. This is from the National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. Timeline article was Timeline, a History of Hypertension, March 2016. And it says this. Throughout the 1960s, the debate continued in the medical community regarding a need existed for treating different varieties of hypertension called essential hypertension, which is thought to be unavoidable and brought about by age. Attempts to treat hypertension with a few available drugs often caused more misery and earlier demise for patients than leaving them untreated. End of quote. Well, the drugs killed them, so they went to see their maker sooner. Here's another quote from the Archive of Internal Medicine, 1965. They say, one needs only to look back at the last 50 years to be amazed and deeply concerned at the worldwide enthusiasm generated by many proposed therapies for hypertension, which eventually meet their deserved doom and oblivion, end of quote. And this quote now is from Dr. John Hayes. He was a professor of medicine at Liverpool University. He said this in 1931. There is some truth in the saying that, quote, the greatest danger to a man with high blood pressure lies in its discovery, because then some fool is certain to try to reduce it, end of quote. I ought to tell you something. Well, who's changing all these rules? You ever want to take a guess, Frank? Who's changing the standards in blood pressure? Who decides? Who decides what your hypertension cutoff is? Yeah, who decides? Who's making the changes to these yardstick standards in medicine? What person or persons make the call to lower the blood pressure threshold and the demands for treatment? Frank says Dr. Satan. All right. Behave there, Frank. Now, according to this report, in the American Medical Association, there's a group of physicians referred to as the world physician leaders who set the medical standards. And these physicians are part of an organization called World Medical Association. And we're told it is all geared to protect patients and to secure quality medical care. But the very first place that these changes are activated in are in your medical schools and with your junior physicians just entering the medical workforce. So the World Medical Association also decides what latest technology is going to be used, and institutions not going along with this agenda risk their funding, their accreditation, and recognition from the World Federation of Medical Education. So there is this coordinated world effort to standardize medical treatments, and some of the core principles being used to prepare physicians are, hey, you got to learn to work as a team with other people, and using, you got to use the big data, the artificial intelligence. So those are two heavy things pushed on your young physicians today. Now, the agenda is reaching 32 medical schools and over 19,000 students, or about one-fifth of the up-and-coming physicians in the United States. Let me read you this quote from Dr. James Madara. He is the AMA Executive Vice President. He says, we set out to create new ways of working, new approaches and thinking within the healthcare system. We and our tremendous consortium have done all of this and will do much more in the years ahead, end of quote. Wonder what they're going to do. Well, that's your blood pressure update. Blood pressure is definitely influenced by diet and, you know, lifestyle. I prefer to use medicinal herbs, and we'll get into which ones I use in a little bit. But we're going to also touch on this engineered flu virus. Because I've written several articles on the fact that, you know, science is kind of out of control, and they've crossed this ethical line by a mile. And not all in science agree with taking benign diseases and turning them into global pandemic ones. So in the 2011, the scientists, they published a warning of what is happening to put all human life at risk. And at the time, the National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity was investigating a research group that was attempting to re-engineer the bird flu H5N1 and to make it highly contagious among humans. So 5 forced mutations later, and the scientists have been able to infect other mammals with the virus only meant for birds. So the public will really never hear about this on the news or in the papers. Because when scientists achieve their ultimate goal, the public's just going to hear that some animal virus mutated on its own over thousands of years to now infect us humans. So this edited re-engineered bird flu was actually presented to the September European Scientific Working Group on Influenza in Malta. Here is a quote from Dr. Thomas Inglesby, who attended that meeting. He's the director of the Center for Biosecurity, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. He says, it's just a bad idea for scientists to take an animal virus and turn it into a lethal and highly contagious virus, end of quote. I agree. Can't say more than that, really. So that was in 2011. Jump to 2019. And we learn the National Institutes of Health has given approval to allow scientists to genetically modify the influenza viruses. So the ban has been lifted and scientists can conduct their experiments or force mutation and re-engineer flu viruses. So this is really despite the warnings other scientists have voiced on the real threat that such work could cause massive death. So what was the compelling reason the scientists at the NIH used to lift the ban? Well, they went on this. This is what the scientists that wanted to do the research said. Hey, we need to study the viruses to protect human health and learn more about it and be better prepared for a pandemic, end of quote. So that was it. Amazing. Well, here is a quote from Dr. Steven Salzberg. He's a professor, biomedical engineering, Johns Hopkins University in Maryland. He says this. He says, I cannot fathom why the U.S. National Institutes of Health have permitted the dangerous research and allowing it to happen. Re-engineering the flu to be more virulent is a terrible idea and has the potential to cause millions of deaths. I know of two scientists who have spent years trying to mutate the avian bird flu to spread between humans. One of the deadliest strains of avian flu circulating today is the H5N1, as it has been able to infect humans and is deadlier than the regular human influenza. This strain was not able to be transmitted from one human to another until two scientists, Ron Foucher of the Netherlands and Yoshihiro Kawaka at the University of Wisconsin, re-engineered the virus to gain this ability, end of quote. So there you go. It's deliberate. It's willful. And looks like nobody's going to stop it. Nobody's going to stop it. So what could have convinced the National Institute of Health to lift the ban? It was not the hundreds of signatures from scientists around the world on a letter to the NIH declaring that such research is unwarranted and offered unprecedented risk. Not only were these scientists ignored by the NIH, it's setting the rules. They're coming up with rules. The National Institute, they're coming up with rules for new funding for this research in this area. They want to pay for it. They want to help pay for it. So these mad scientists are also the ones, hello, that are promoting the re-engineered viruses to be included in vaccines, the universal flu shot. Apparently, the flu vaccines are a gimmick, according to Dr. Steven Salzberg. He says this, the notion that anyone can predict a future pandemic strain so precisely that we could design a vaccine based on prediction is laughable. Laughable. That's a doctor in biomedical engineering saying that. I got a little bit more on the other side of this break, so on this topic, but we got more after that. We'll be right back.
Get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663.
833-663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Yeah,
we're talking about the reengineering of influenza viruses, and you know, Dr. Salzberg, he kind of tells it like it is, and he's pretty much confirmed that pandemics in which a vaccine is ready to roll, ready to be used, really is a deliberate hoax, or the pandemic was it deliberately started. So some scientists project that the virulent influenza strains could kill up to 20% or 100 million people. So to date, the most dangerous strain of influenza for humans will have an A strain with it. And scientists are learning to change the surfaces of viruses with amino acids and proteins to turn it into something it was not. Here is a quote from Dr. Michael Vahey. He's a professor at the School of Engineering and Applied Science in Washington University, St. Louis. And this appeared, his quote appeared in the Journal of Cell, November 9th, 2018, in which he said, "We have the ability to label individual viruses. We can quantify how much of each protein they have per particle and what size the particle is. It is possible that a virulent animal flu virus with a high number of A strains can significantly and successfully attach to a human cell, creating new ways to make humans miserable with the flu." End of quote. Interesting choice of words he used, isn't it? Make humans more miserable. Why would you even want to do that? Well, maybe a Dr. Behe has stock in a pharmaceutical company making a vaccine. What do you think? I'm just speculating. Well, we got the dominion of doctors happening here, because if you haven't noticed, the era of modern scientific medicine is becoming ever more dominant in people's lives. So is the health and well-being of patients really the sole goal of medical science? I think even honest physicians can be intimidated and threatened, or at the very least, deceived by the propaganda and the cover-ups designed to make the medical system billions of dollars. Now, I used to think doctors wouldn't be a party to unethical behavior or cover-ups to save their own careers, but then I worked in medicine and I found out otherwise. You may wonder how these doctors sleep at night. Well, physicians really are huge substance abusers. According to the National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, over 12% of your physicians struggle with substance abuse. Over 53% are alcoholics, and 36% are addicted to opioids. So this reveals that a good number of those doctors are upset, and they're treating their emotional distress with drugs and alcohol. And I've reported that many of the new physicians that come into medicine state that real medicine is nothing like what you see on TV, which inspired them to become doctors in the first place. So the same can be said for really all areas, education, politics, law enforcement, the court system. Point is, corruption is everywhere and it can injure people. So what do I do? Well, what I do is I investigate the matter. I look at options and then I decide. I have also found prayer is also an important aspect to making sound decisions. So I trust in the advice God gives in his holy scriptures. And so when God promises, his promises he delivers. And when he says it's going to happen, it's going to come about. And there's no chance it won't. Therefore, when, you know, God is telling us herbs are here for our health and well-being and healing, and that is what it means. And you have, you know, at least three major declarations to that fact from Genesis to Revelation, and what that's what you call witnesses. And therefore, it's established then. And when God establishes something, the matter is settled. There are very few treatments in scientific medicine that rely on God's medicinal herbs. And when God's herbs are used with wisdom, they don't offer side effects and overdoses. It is when we operate outside the bounds of wisdom that we get into trouble. So if you would like to learn more about how you can use these medicinal herbs and become healthy and free from the medical treatments, you might want to call Apothecary Herbs. You can ask about their heart formula. It's a cardio strengthener. You can also ask about how you may go about reversing a vaccine. They also have a full line of organic organ cleanses and immune boosters and metabolic strengtheners. They have a pandemic kit, for instance. You can call to order or request their free catalog. The number's toll-free, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada. Of course, they have a website. Check them out, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They are certified organic professional strength formulations that practitioners use, and you can too. So there you go. Moving along to our next topic, I think we're going to touch on this TB tuberculosis thing because we got a lot of people coming into the country that may be harboring such diseases. And, you know, Frank, did you know tuberculosis was called the White Death? Yeah. The White Death is the name our ancient ancestors gave to deadly pathogens that are called tuberculosis. So people today really don't seem really to bat an eye at the mention of TB, thinking, oh, well, that disease has been eradicated by scientific medicine, when in fact it has not. It was not that long ago. Vivian Leigh, the actress Vivian Leigh, star of Gone with the Wind, she died of tuberculosis in 1967, right? And we can't forget the Wisconsin town, Shobogan, 50,000 residents struggled to get control of a tuberculosis outbreak there in 2013. Virginia had three tuberculosis cases also. And also South Carolina had 94 a few years ago. So tuberculosis is a bacterium that is spread by breathing in infected droplets from another person who's infected and coughs or sneezes out those droplets of disease, and it's considered direct contact to you. So Americans are familiar with the TB skin test to see if there is a reaction, and health authorities tell Americans that they are at a very low risk of contracting tuberculosis. However, that is not a guarantee, especially since there are significant changes happening on our U.S. borders. Our population is shifting, which is risking the health of a lot of people to these so-called eradicated diseases. So should we be concerned, you think? Maybe we should prepare for unseen health risks. And we're going to check it out. Let's talk about the vaccine. Yes, there is a tuberculosis vaccine, and it's called the BCG. And it is not routinely given in the United States, but it is given under special circumstances. So this vaccine is used in other countries with high risk of tuberculosis, but the vaccine is not a guarantee people won't develop the disease, so there's no guarantee it will protect you from tuberculosis. Well, let's look at the statistics, because the CDC has got some, and in the United States, on average, three people out of 100,000 who had confirmed tuberculosis, that happened in 2013. So then these percentages were affected by a lot of foreigners that also came into the United States that were 13 times more infected with tuberculosis compared to average American citizens. So your illegal alien issue is putting the United States at risk, spreading and popping it up on the infectious diseases radar. So the CDC is reporting that the rate of infectious tuberculosis, TB among immigrants, is 64.6% as of 2013. So over half of them are infected. Now, the United States, which has the highest TB rates, the U.S. states which have the highest rates now, where they report like 500 cases for the state, these are your southern borders, actually, California, Texas, also New York is there, as well as Florida. And these are the access points immigrants use to actually enter the United States. So these four states are accounting for about a third of the U.S. population, and about 51.3% of the immigrants have TB. So you do the math. So the CDC is looking at ways to control tuberculosis pandemics before it becomes one. For comparison, Wyoming doesn't have any tuberculosis cases, and Alaska, they haven't had any in a long time. They had maybe 10. So the District of Columbia really had the higher rate of national average for tuberculosis. So each infected person has the capability of thus infecting 250 more people, you know, coughing and sneezing on them. So according to the CDC report, Council of the State of Territorial Epidemiologist Surveillance, Asian and Hispanic immigrants have 25 times higher incidence of spreading your tuberculosis than any other ethnic group coming in, and more men than women tend to contract the disease. Here is a quote from Steve Steinhardt. He's with the Wisconsin Emergency Coordinators. He says, tuberculosis is a disease most Americans may view as a relic of the 19th century. It is still an insidious threat that can pop up anywhere, end of quote. And let's see, this is Jean Beinman. She's also with – she's an RN in Washington, in Wisconsin. She says it's not unusual for doctors to miss tuberculosis because the disease is so uncommon, in Americans anyway. Well, let's learn what the symptoms are so we can at least be savvy. Symptoms are important to recognize and give you a heads up. So tuberculosis symptoms can vary, especially if you have what is called latent TB, which is supposedly non-contagious. So with the uncontagious form of tuberculosis, a person may not know they have the disease. Symptoms would be they have TB in the lungs, and because that's the most common organ that's affected. But over a period of weeks or months, the lungs tend to develop these mild symptoms, like a little cough, maybe a little sputum. But then it could develop thick, cloudy, or even bloody sputum. Other symptoms to develop later are fever, chills, night sweats, fatigue, weakness, loss of appetite, significant weight loss. And then soon you get shortness of breath and chest pain. So the tuberculosis infects other tissue and spreads out from the lungs, and that would be known as extrapulmonary tuberculosis. Oh, we got to take a break. Sorry, Frank. I'm long. We'll be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. easy to use, and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
And we're talking about infectious disease. We're talking about the White Death, tuberculosis, and some of the other symptoms you might recognize would be back pain near the spine, neck pain, and swollen lymph nodes. Well, you know, if someone is suspected of having tuberculosis, a blood and sputum test is usually done, maybe a chest x-ray to confirm. If it is confirmed, the patient is then quarantined. Now, the drugs they give after confirming the disease are very dangerous for expectant mothers and for your liver. So the drug can cause a liver damage and hepatitis, which can be fatal, by the way. Now, side effects from the drugs produce peripheral neuropathy, and the patients are given vitamin B6 to try to counter that side effect. Sometimes doctors will try a treatment for a 24-month multi-drug therapy with new medications, which are very expensive, $300,000 a patient. And they're letting this disease come on over the borders, folks. The tuberculosis treatments are expensive, very toxic, have limited effectiveness, and surgery or removing sections of diseased lungs may also be recommended. There's a reason our ancestors used Ellis Island and kept sick people out of here. That's it right there. Now, Dr. Thomas Dormandy, he's researched tuberculosis, and he's collected a lot of documents during his investigation of the disease, and he's examined a lot of treatments for the disease from the Roman Empire to modern times. And one correlation he discovered is that tuberculosis attacks people in overcrowded conditions, like in prisons or concentration camps, or with the very poor that are malnourished and have low immune systems, slums, so people that are, people that are fleeing countries. And they're forced to accumulate in small areas, refugee camps, for instance. So Dr. Dormandy even covers what he calls the bovine tuberculosis, which can be contracted through milk, which spurred on the need for the pasteurization process. So unfortunately, the research has showed that about 10% of pasteurized milks still contains live tuberculi bacteria. And during the 1700s to late 1800s, many of the medical treatments that the physicians gave actually spread tuberculosis because of a lot of the unsanitary conditions with the bloodletting and so forth, So yuck, right? Ugh. Well, there's this new accessory
In the future, you may see a lot of people, you probably do see them, especially in China, they wear these breathing masks. They're coming out with new sophisticated types of materials for the breathing masks if you want to avoid being contaminated, especially if you're in an overcrowded area. Or if you're visiting hospitals now or nursing homes, or if you're on long overseas flights, right? You may want to look into these special fabric masks that trap some of those spores. Now, in the United States, we used to have hospitals just for tuberculosis patients, right? So Canada had them too, but most of them look kind of like World War I relics. They're very old hospitals. Now, in 2003, health authorities in Toronto, though, they reopened one of these shuttered tuberculosis hospitals to help deal with the SARS outbreak that they had. So at the time, they were really not sure what pathogen they were actually dealing with, so they needed to quarantine a bunch of patients. And the CDC issued alerts, like in the tropical year, infectious diseases will kill approximately 57 million people. And that's 26% of all the deaths worldwide. Now, according to the World Health Organization, three diseases that devastate worldwide populations are AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis, which kill about 6 million a year. So it makes you kind of wonder why this is not considered a pandemic when a few hundred died from SARS or the bird flu, but that was classified as a pandemic. This makes no sense. You know, less than 1,000 people died from SARS and the bird flu. It's a pandemic. But you've got 6 million dying from tuberculosis and AIDS, and it's not a pandemic. Well, let's look at Dr. Mike Ryan. He's with the WHO. He's the director of epidemiology and pandemic responses. He says, if you look at the acute threats that can wipe out millions of people in a matter of weeks, we're still at a risk. End of quote. Uh-oh. Tuberculosis. So who's at high risk, though, of tuberculosis? Well, those who are at a greater risk of contracting tuberculosis from an infected person are going to be the elderly, those that have HIV, those that are diabetic, those with autoimmune system problems, if you're especially using autoimmune suppressant drugs, children that are in daycare centers, and in schools, could be at a high risk of TB if it's brought into this country. Well, it's here. Yep, it's here. So what do we do? Well, there are countless pathogens that could, you know, bring the next plague, let's face it. And there really is no way science can actually predict it, you know, what's coming next. So it's really going to be important for you to keep your immune system strong, keep it healthy. And when we talk about boosting immune system, I was just explaining this to a gentleman in Ohio today. It's not about, you know, making your immune system into a superhuman hero. We're bringing it up to its normal level because people have been on antibiotics and they've been vaccinated and there's a lot of toxins that suppress immune system. So we want to bring it back up to normal. That's what we're actually doing. So there are a lot of herbs that help do that, that support and strengthen immune system function, help your body eradicate infections faster, and help shorten your duration of illness. So that's what a lot of these medicinal herbs for immune boosting can do. I've actually seen it work hundreds of times. It just amazes me every time I see it. So your immune system, you know, is very sophisticated. Even medical science admits they're kind of guessing a little bit on some things. They still don't know all the complexities of it, yet they're creating immune system suppressant drugs. See, so a healthy immune system really relies on a healthy blood system because it has to carry the white blood cells throughout the body to destroy your pathogens. So your killer T cells of your immune system, they call macrophages, they're made from white blood cells. So your bones have to be healthy. They have to be making healthy white and red blood cells. And if you want to control tuberculosis and get over it, you got to have a healthy blood system and immune system. Now, medicine, they said the best defense against tuberculosis, they admit, is to have strong T cells. So medicine wants us, though, to also take interferon gamma vaccines mixed with these diseases, which really puts your immune system, let's say in a British way, off-putting. They suppress your immune system. They confuse your immune system. So, you know, taking a lot of shots and things like that, I'm not doing it. That's just me, though. So how could you protect yourself with regards to tuberculosis, bird flu, bat flu, pig flu, whatever plague that's coming down the pike? Well, you know, God already covered that. He's got a lot of herbs that have inhibitors to a lot of these pathogens. Ebola, even, which is your hemorrhagic fever type of viruses. So you have those tools already. You're just not using them. And science isn't using them, which is astonishing to me. But there's a lot of things you do to make your immune system strong, filtering organs to help move out the pathogens. There is a gentian root, for instance, has natural inhibitors to squelch Ebola virus, right? So gentian root is an amazing bitter alkaloid plant, and I find that the bitter plants are the ones with the most power to them. I find the milder ones, they're more palatable, are what I call synergistic support herbs to the bitter ones. So you can use, for instance, your gentian root with your ginsengs. And ginsengs tend to magnify the action of the other herb, like your gentian root. So it'd be like supercharging it and moving things along. And then some other herbs you could do to help the filtering organs that are going to be, you know, helping to eliminate these pathogens once they're killed, like your liver and the bowel. A lot of things you can do to help move the toxins out of the system quickly. So you have these tools. They're already here. God's promised they work. His word is good as gold, and you just got to learn to use them. So now's the time. Step up to the plate. Find these tools. Learn how to use them. Otherwise, you're going to be in a situation where you're going to wish you had. You wish you had. And to be honest, God's herbs have the potential to do a miracle. Okay, they just have a powerful element to them that a lot of times the Bible describes as meat. You know how powerful meat is to the system. It gives you lots of energy and protein. That's kind of like how they're described in scripture. Metaphysical meat is how I would say it. And science can't understand it, and they can't really put their finger on it, but maybe it's God's mystery. And check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Ask for a free catalog. Learn what you can do. They have lots of pandemic kits and herb kits. Herbs for strengthening the metabolism, your immune system, the organs that filter out pathogens. You have tools. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all... be well.